Midday on WNYC. I'm Jonathan Capehart. In 1943, an African-American nurse, Eleanor Powell, enlisted in the U.S. Army Nurse Corps and was stationed at Fort... How do you pronounce that?
Wyachuca.
Fort Wyachuca in Florence, Arizona, 70 miles outside of Tucson. She expected to work in the war effort against Nazi Germany. She did not expect to fall deeply in love with a German POW. Frederick Albert, a member of Hitler's army, was held captive at Fort Wyachuca. No, he wasn't.
Camp Florence.
That's my bad. He was held captive in Florence, Arizona. Sorry. Right. I'm getting this all messed up. I'm so excited to see
you. I am too.
They fell in love at first sight. Frederick fell in love at first sight with Eleanor 25 years before interracial marriage was legalized in America. And against all odds, Eleanor and Frederick built a life together that spanned continents, decades, and discrimination. Their story is chronicled by Alexis Clark in her new book, Enemies in Love, A German POW, A Black Nurse, and An Unlikely Romance, published by the New Press. And as you can already tell, she's here. I'm excited. Alexis Clark, welcome to Midday. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
How did you find out about Eleanor?
So I read a lot about World War II. I've always been interested in it. And once I found out, I was a distant relative of Colonel Charles Young. And he was the highest ranking African-American in the U.S. military until his death in 1922. So I started reading about blacks in the military. I stumbled across this book called G.I. Nightingales. And it was about nurses in World War II, and there was a small chapter on black women who served. And I didn't know this. And so apparently Eleanor participated in this book, and she filled out a questionnaire and said that she met and later married a prisoner of war. And so I tracked down the author. I'm like, wait a minute. POWs in America's time out. I've got to unpack this.
Right. I didn't even know that. And so what did you find out?
So I found out that the United States during World War II, between 1942 and 1946, captured in Europe and Northern Africa, we detained almost 400,000 Germans right here in the United States.
Wow. Had you known that before?
No.
400,000?
Almost 400,000, yes, and almost 60,000 Italian POWs.
And so paint us a picture of who Eleanor was. What was her background like?
So she was from an upwardly mobile African-American family from Milton, Massachusetts, which was a progressive suburb outside of Boston, still is. And her family was very well-respected, well-liked, and she grew up obviously one of few blacks in that entire town. But it was progressive, so she had white friends, went to white school, so she really didn't know the nastiness and the oppressed life of Jim Crow, even though Boston certainly had its moments, clearly. But Milton was not like that at all.
And we're talking at a time where, just by the description you just gave, she was literally in a bubble.
Yes, absolutely.
A societal bubble. So then, Why did she join the military?
So her father had served in the Great War. He was one of the thousands of American soldiers who were in segregated bases, and they largely were part of the maintenance and artillery units. They weren't on the front lines. But anyway, she served because she was a nurse, and she knew that although she wanted to be patriotic, it was also a better job as opposed to being in a city-funded, segregated hospital for black nurses and being underpaid.
So it wasn't that because of her life in Milton, that she was sheltered, that she didn't know what was going on. It's just that she didn't experience it in like full force the way most African Americans do.
Oh, right. And her parents, her mother actually was the first to integrate Milton's Girl Scout troop. So they never had blacks on their overnight trips. So her parents were definitely engaged in what was going on in the country. And Eleanor went to nursing school in New York. So she was aware of everything, but she didn't personally experience that during her upbringing.
So then in joining the military, what was she looking for?
Well, at that point, everyone was like, I want to serve my country. There was a lot of patriotic propaganda, and everyone really wanted to be a part of the war effort. So she also was thinking, do I want to stay in New York and be overworked, underpaid? And the answer was no. So she enlisted in the United States Army Nurse Corps, which was really no fan of black women at that time.
Mm-hmm. And so now let's talk about the other half of this couple, Frederick Albert. German prisoner of war, ended up in an American camp in 1944. How does that happen?
So he was conscripted, all German soldiers who didn't want to meet a fate either at a concentration camp or death. I mean, he had to serve. And so he was very, I should say, limited in his description towards his children about what happened to him. But what he did reveal was that he was captured in Italy, and then he was sent over on a vessel, which is how they transported all these POWs, and he ended up in Florence, Arizona, which was about an hour outside of Phoenix.
And tell us about his family. What was his home life like?
He was from a privileged, wealthy German family. His father had served in World War I. He was a reservist and a very successful German engineer. And so his company provided a lot of the concrete and the fireproofing materials that were used in some of the war efforts in Hitler's army. And they were German nationalists.
Talk about it. There's a complicated relationship. So what complicated family.
Right.
What was Frederick's relationship like with his father?
Dysfunctional, really, because Frederick, we would describe Frederick as a Renaissance man. He loved to paint. He loved jazz. He was not political at all. He did not support Hitler. He was not into discrimination. And even though his family, they were German nationalists, they never joined the Nazi party, and Frederick never joined either. But that's not to say that they weren't prejudiced, because they were. They believed in German superiority. Frederick didn't. And so that's one of the reasons he and his father collided as well.
Is it safe to say that even though they didn't join the Nazi party, that they were complicit in what was happening?
Absolutely. I agree. Because you could be a Nazi sympathizer. So they absolutely believed in Hitler and believed in the German Empire, but they didn't join the party. And they never, based on the interviews I conducted, they never brought up what was happening really to the Jewish community around them.
So then Eleanor gets to Arizona. Mm-hmm. What are the conditions like there?
It's shocking. I mean, she is shocked. She arrives, it's, as we know, Arizona, it's in the summer, it's hot, it's desolate, it's a desert, and all of a sudden she sees whites only and colored, and she's in her U.S. military uniform and going into segregated buildings on the military and in the city at large.
And then, so now she's at this camp. Mm-hmm. And how are the Germans treated relative to the African Americans who were there?
Better. So that was something that was so shocking. And when I was doing my research, I mean, you just get enraged, because even when I was reading some of the archives from the German prisoners of war, they were shocked by the racism when they stepped into the United States, when they saw whites only, blacks only, separate this, separate that. And they thought, well, wait a minute. You all have a racial prejudice problem yourself. What is going on? And even when they were transported from the trains into their POW camps, the black attendants called them sir. I mean, it was really unbelievable, just that expectation of subservience just because of white skin. Didn't matter that they were in Hitler's army. They were white.
And prisoners.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Alexis Clark about her new book, first book.
Debut book,
Debut book, Enemies in Love, A German POW, A Black Nurse, and An Unlikely Romance. So then Eleanor and Frederick are now both in the same place. What is their first encounter like?
So this is a fond family memory. Frederick is assigned to the mess hall. He's a great cook and a great baker. And the minute he sees the black nurses enter in, he sees Eleanor. And it's like he's in a trance. And he apparently went up to her and said, "You should know my name. I'm the man who's going to marry you."
Remind us, what year is this?
1944.
And what did Eleanor think when this crazy white man comes up to me and says, "He's going to marry me"? Does he know where he is?
She was totally amused. But then, given the discrimination she was facing, I mean, she was going to restaurants and being turned away in her military uniform. So actually, the nicest person was this German prisoner of war.
From Hitler's army.
Exactly.
With a complicit family.
Exactly.
So Frederick sees her. They have that first encounter. How did that change him?
Well, this was his first really interaction with African Americans, like many POWs. They had never interacted with African Americans before. That was their first time in the United States. And so his whole reference point was through jazz. That's all he knew about it. And so he had this romanticized version, too. He
thought jazz was banned by Hitler, right?
Oh, he would have been arrested. Yeah, absolutely. He couldn't play it. So he listened to it in secret, and that was another point that the family, that was another, you know, point of contention, is his fantasy and romanticism of jazz. But anyway, he had this idea in his head that, you know, he never grew up in a loving home. He was estranged from his father. And here jazz had this warmth and these artistic people. And so he has had this association when he saw Eleanor that she was beautiful, warm, and this is the woman of his dreams.
She's the complete opposite of him, because she comes from a loving home,
yes,
nurturing home,
right?
Also, relatively speaking, well-to-do, and he comes from this dysfunctional home. So they have this initial meeting, and then they start seeing each other. How is it possible that a prisoner and a nurse, one white, one black, in the 1940s, how does this relationship bloom?
Right. Well, obviously they do it in secret.
Right.
So what started off is, you know, there was a lot of recreational activities at these POW camps. And so Frederick would hold baking classes. And so Eleanor would go to all those. She would sign up all the time. And so they would have their little exchanges. And then he was also a medic, and he spoke fluent English. So he would volunteer in the POW hospital. And so that's where really the romance bloomed, because they could find many private areas.
Mm-hmm. You can't see Alexis's face, but there was a twinkle in her eye. You're going to have to read the book to find out. All right, so let's fast forward.
Yes.
War is over. They go their separate ways. How did they reunite?
So all the German POWs were shipped back after the war, just by law. They were deported. And they all knew this was happening, so they knew that they were going to be separated. So, I don't know, youthful rebellion or clear insanity, they conceive a child on purpose. So, war ends, he's shipped back to Europe, she has to return home to her very proud mother. She's pregnant with a German POW's baby.
And you said the keyword, they did this on purpose. Why was it on purpose? What was the purpose?
Because they knew the chances of him being allowed back into the country were exponentially higher if he had to take care of a child who was now his son, an American citizen. And they were right.
Even though by the one drop rule, that child was a black child and that union was at the time illegal.
Absolutely. Well, it wasn't, at least it wasn't in Massachusetts and eventually where they married in New York.
Uh-huh.
But they did know that she had a better way of bringing him back and marrying him if she had, I'm carrying his son.
Mm-hmm. So he comes back,
yes,
they get married, they
yes,
move a lot of places. They then go to Germany for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What was Eleanor's experience like in Germany?
It was terrible, really. So their idea of moving back, they had so many problems in Boston. They had to move a lot. No one wanted to live next to them. I mean, this is post-World War II, so there's a lot of negativity, and they're mixed race. So they experience a lot of setbacks, and they're living in poverty. And so at that point, her parents are deceased. And she has this conversation with Frederick. She's like, I'm aware of your relationship with your father, but you're groomed to take over his company. And at that point, the father rebuilt his company after the war. And so she didn't want him to ever feel that he made a bad decision moving back to the United States and reuniting. So they agree to move to Germany, live in their parents' beautiful mansion, and he would be groomed to take over. What they didn't factor in was the feelings of all the returning Nazis and just the Germans who had lost that war. And so when he returned with his black wife, no one was happy.
And there's a vignette in there about what happened when she went grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And the sight of a German dropping his groceries at the sight of her.
Right. It's like his cabbage was rolling down the street. It's like he had seen a ghost. He had never seen a black person before. At least that was the impression. And that became her day to day. Like, she was gawked at, pointed at. It was really something. At some point, she confided in later in life that she felt like she was on exhibit in a zoo.
and her relationship with her mother-in-law wasn't good either. They leave, they come back to the United States, they settle in South Norwalk,
Eventually. But they have to hop around.
Keep moving around,
yes,
again.
Yes, they do.
And then in Connecticut, do they finally find their happily ever after?
They finally do. They settle in South Norwalk in this community called Village Creek, which was actually labeled a prejudice-free zone. And that's where they settled and finally had their happily ever after.
I've been speaking with Alexis Clark about her new book, first book, Enemies in Love, a German POW, a black nurse, and an unlikely romance. Alexis, great to see you. Congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.